Episode 377, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Be You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? Are you in the frigid cold yet? For those of you who are up in the northeast part of the United States, boy, there is a winter storm coming your way. We haven't had it that bad here yet, praise the Lord. But I pray that you are warm, that you are snuggled in. All the more reason to have a confession time. Yes, so get your hot chocolate, get your warm tea, get your blankie, get that fireplace, you know, go snuggle by it. And let's have a girl chat. Because you know what? Any storm is better when you have girl time, right? So let's get to it. I'm excited to let you all know in on a little secret. We've had a few hiccups, by the way, domestic beauty here. The website is converting, so be patient. I pray that within the next 24, 48 hours, you will be seeing something brand new. So if you're like, Christiane, we looked, but it's like not registering, I know, I'm not totally crazy, but it will be there. And for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now and you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, welcome to our world. We are a wonderful family of women and even some gents that come together just really to support each other. And we're in a transition period of time, meaning that we are actually launching the new website. And so in order to do that, I had to take the old one down. Long story, but we won't go into it. I just want you to know that I am so excited that you're here. I'm thrilled. You bring joy to me. Welcome to the family. Now, we've got to get to chatting because my heart is really warm. My hands are freezing. And maybe if I talk more, maybe I'll warm up overall. So we've got to have confession time here. We haven't done this in a while. And I had an instance that came up this past week. The boys like to go through shoes like they are free. If you have boys, you understand that, don't you? I don't know what it is. Girls, you can buy a pair of shoes. Come on, women, how many pairs of shoes do we have? It's because we don't wear them out. If we wore them out like boys do, they wear them and it's like they've got holes within the next 4 to 6 months. How they do it, I don't know. It's just because maybe the testosterone level, who knows? But anyway, it was shoe shopping time. So I took our two youngest out on our two young ones. Mind you, that's an eighth grader and a fifth grader. And both of them are very vocal. I love that my husband and I have been able to really extend to them their voice, meaning we want them to talk. We want them to speak. We want them to be themselves. So we went shopping and we went to one store, one department store, and found some shoes for my older Einstein boy. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll take those, Mom. Those are great. So we got them, even got them on sale. Even better deal, right, ladies? And so we had to go to another store. So we went to a specialty shoe store. And walked in there, and of course, what is all the rage right now out there? Star Wars is. Okay, my little maestro man here, he's so precious, but he's very petite. And he's all boy, but he's a petite boy. And so he still wears smaller shoe sizes. And so he's in like a 3, depending upon the shoe cut, anywhere between a 2.5, 3, 3.5. And so we went looking for just some good basic tennis shoes because he wanted something. Guess what we came across? R2-D2 shoes. Listen here. Those are the best ever. Don't you just love it? Okay, so I fell in love with them immediately. And so did he. I could see the jubilee in his little eyes and he just lit up and then he stopped. And I was like, uh-oh. I knew what was coming. I knew. Not only did the mama thing set in, but the coach thing set in. And he's like, Mom, I don't know that I can do these. He goes, people are going to make fun of me. Now, mind you, he's of that size where they only make those kind of cool shoes up to a certain age, okay? Not only did you get to hear those cool noises, but there's lights on them. Oh, my goodness, they are totally awesome. I was like, I want a pair. I didn't tell him that immediately because I thought that might be kind of strange that Mom wants to wear his shoes. So I didn't say that, but in my mind, I was like, I'd take them. Well, a really sweet shoe clerk came back and His name is Denny, and he saw the reaction that Grayson had, and he was just delighted. And so Denny said, "Oh my gosh," he goes, "if they so made those shoes in my size, I would be wearing them." And Grayson looked up at him and smiled so big. And then he looked back down at the shoes and he looked at me, and I knew what was going to happen. "Yes, Mom, but what will others say? They may make fun of me, but I really do like them." He was torn right then. We're talking about a basic pair of fun shoes, something that really fits him and his personality, who he is. And so I felt myself beginning to coach my child right there in the middle of the shoe store. And it was so sweet because Denny, the shoe clerk, was like, "Boy, yeah, your mom's right." And so I began to ask him some questions. And he would answer them. And they were very, of course, thought-provoking. And then we went around and we looked at a few other different types of shoes that were out there. Some that maybe had lights on them. Some that were just kind of basic. The ones that, because originally this is what he wanted. "Mom, I want black shoes with orange laces, or orange shoes and orange laces." He wanted something really bright. And I said, "Okay, we can do that. Not a problem." Well, of course, we went looking for those too. Same store, could not find any. He goes, "I just don't like those." I said, "Okay." And so I went around and to another area. And then he eventually came and followed me. He goes, "What you doing, Mom?" I said, "I was just looking for some more shoes to see what our options are." He goes, "But Mom, I really like these." Have you ever been in a situation where you know what you need is for you, but you make the decision to do things because of someone else's influence, someone else's maybe desires for you, or what they think? In our younger days, we would call that what? Peer pressure. The thing is, mamas, women, it doesn't go away. Have you ever noticed your girlfriends that you used to, if you've had the privilege of having girlfriends in high school, and now they're still connected to you, or maybe you just see them, and you probably have some of those girlfriends that are still stuck in high school. They haven't really matured. And then you have those that are like, "Oh man, they get it." And they're like on the same path, the journey like you're on. They want more out of life. You see, the peer pressure is still there. It still exists, whether we are in fifth grade or whether we're in adulthood. My little son was sitting there going to jeopardize almost his childhood, his youthhood, of him being able to be imaginary and be creative, all because of this question. "Well, what are others going to think of me, Mom? What are others going to think of you, Mom? The decisions that you make for your life. Are you making those decisions based on peer pressure? Based on what everybody else is doing that, oh, this is in vogue, so I've got to do this?" I heard a commercial, I don't know, a couple days back when I was training, working out. You know, I don't like the word workout, right? So we're training. So when I was training and it came on and it was talking about plastic surgery. Now, I believe, I'm not against plastic surgery. I believe there's a time and place for everything. And plastic surgery can actually be a very positive thing, okay? And it can also be very negative. So I see both sides of it. Well, the commercial, though, was talking about this new thing, this new fad. It's actually two different commercials, but the same group. One was talking about freezing your fat, which I thought, oh, all of us would love to go do that. But I'm like, yeah, when it thaws out, what happens? And it just bloop, comes back. So I thought, yeah, that's not going to last. Sorry, I had to chuckle. And then another thing was with your face. And it was talking about some form of injections. Now, as you can tell, I was really interested in it because I really was paying attention to the details. But anyway, one thing that they said on the commercial that caught me, and this was just on the radio, so I was just listening, it was only my ears, was, "Everybody's doing it. You should too." Really? Are you making your decisions based on everybody else is doing it, so you should too? My son standing there in the middle of the shoe store was like, but mom, I'm going to be made fun of because nobody wears these kind of shoes. What do I do, mom? What do you do, mom? Well, yeah, I was a little torn. Why? Well, because I don't want my child to be made fun of, but ultimately what? I want him to be him. I don't want him to be anybody else. I want him that if he feels like he wants to wear those shoes, then he can. My goodness, he's young right now. He can. So his older brother said, you know what? People may say something, but that's okay. You're strong, right? And Grayson kind of perked up, still a little bit taller, and he said, yeah, I am. Be you. So in that brief moment, well, it seemed like an eternity, but it was about probably 12 to 15 minutes long to make the full decision. He decided to go with the R2-D2 shoes. And get this! So he wears them the next day to school. And I was like, oh dear, he's going to come home. What's going to happen? He comes running into me. Mom, you won't believe this. Everybody loved my shoes. I had a teacher stop me and want to record my shoes and sent it off to her son, the picture and the video. And then I had my teacher say how awesome they were. And my friends wanted a pair, but they didn't come in their size. Mom, thank you so much. Victory. Victory was won for him. Be you. The message in all of this is conform to your authentic self. Don't let others' desires influence you to the point where you can't be you. Conform to your authentic self. That is what? Your kiss. Conform to your authentic self. You gotta be you. When you let others somewhat control you or help you make decisions the wrong way, meaning out of your comfort zone that is negative, it's not true. And what I mean out of your comfort zone in this situation, I'm talking about stretching you to the negative. And you understand that. There's a difference of being stretched to the positive and living outside of your comfort zone, doing something that you know is going to better you, that's going to grow you and stretch you for the positive. But when it's going backwards, that's the red flag. So it's important that you don't conform to that. You don't let yourself be swooped up with all of their thoughts and what they're doing. Instead, you conform to your authentic self. Be you. Number one, don't apologize. Ladies, oh my goodness. Do you know how many times a day we say, I'm sorry? There was actually a study out, and I've got to find it again. I don't have it right at my fingertips. But there's a study out that how many times we say, I'm sorry throughout the day. We do it in business. We do it in our personal lives. We do it with our family. Everything is if we do something that wasn't right or wasn't expected of us, the thing that comes out of our mouth and how we lead is, I'm sorry. Why are we apologizing? It's not necessarily that you meant to do something. So think about how you're using an apology. So don't apologize for conforming to your authentic self. Be you. And ultimately, yes, number two, be you in the manner of kindness. Now, my little man, he was so delighted. He knew that he wanted to make that decision. He made that decision. Coach Mama here did not tell him he had to get the shoes or he didn't have to get the shoes. We talked about it. We discussed it. We had open conversation. He came to the conclusion of what was going to be best for him, knowing that when he went to school, there could be a possibility of a negative reaction, being made fun of. Oh, I can't believe, Grayson, you're even wearing those. Even though it was totally, totally out of the blue opposite of what he even thought would happen. So be you in the manner of kindness, meaning don't throw yourself at people. You can conform to your authentic self without being mean, without being stuck up, without being a know-it-all. Be you in the manner of kindness. That way, it's going to be taken differently. The way you are, people then will begin to be like, wow, there's something different about her. There's something that is just, I don't know, there's a sparkle. It's because you're being your authentic self. You're conforming to who you are, but in a manner of kindness, not as to, ha ha, I told you so. I knew all along this would be right. You know the difference. These are just sweet little reminders, because confessions of an upset mama, man, yeah, ultimately, I didn't want him to be made fun of. But really, I wanted him to get those shoes because he's still a kid at heart. He's only at fifth grade. Why do we make our kids grow up so fast? I wanted him to be able to still use his imagination and be creative and to reach out there and to be his authentic self. I didn't want that stripped from him in fifth grade. But that's what he was contemplating right then. So this upset coach mama was so proud of him when, number one, he made the decision that he was going to stand by what he knew was him, what defined him, and then come to realize that, yeah, if I'm me, it's an okay thing. And regardless of if he was made fun of, because he said, yeah, a few people kind of laughed about it, but he goes, that's okay, mom. I still think they're really cool. You want to hear him again? Go out and conform to your authentic self. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.